Hello, and welcome back to Midday Bach. It is September 30th, 2019. I'm your host, Ethan Semendinger. Before the show begins, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. Today's selections will feature the accumulation of our listening to Art of the Fugue, or The Art of the Fugue, by Johann Sebastian Bach. We have four different canons, and the final contrapuntis today, with number 14. Following that, we will be listening to the 15 Inventions, number 3 in D major, before going into some music that relates to today in history. Today is a very special day, which we will come back to again at the half hour, but for any of my Jewish listeners today, I would like to wish you a happy Rosh Hashanah. So, as we begin, today is the Art of the Fugue. Excuse my German here, but these canons that we are playing today do have very, very long names. The first is Canon per Augmentationem in Contrario Motu. I have no idea what that means, to be honest, because I don't speak German. But if you do and you would like to call into the show and let me know, that would be awesome. But, joking aside, we are about to play Canon per Augmentationem in Contrario Motu, or the first of the Art of the Fugue canons. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Bach. that was Box Canon per Augmentatium in Contrario Motu. I actually looked up what that meant as the song was playing. It was a canon in which the following voice is both inverted and augmented. Now we go into his second of four canons, Canon alla Ottava, which is a canon in imitation at the octave. Enjoy. Thank you. And you just listened to Bach's Canon a la Decima in Contrapunto a la Terza, which is a canon in imitation at the 10th. We will now move on to Canon a la Duodecima in Contrapunto a la Quinta, which obviously is a canon in imitation at the 12th. Thank you. And that was the 14th Contrapuntis, also known as Fuga a Tre Soggetti. It was a four-voice triple fugue, but was actually never completed by Bach. It would have been the third subject. It actually begins with what is commonly referred to as a Bach motif, going from B-flat to A to C to B natural, or what would be notated as H in a German proper script. Before that, you also listen to Canon a Duo Decima in Contrapunto alla Quinta, which once again was the canon with an imitation at the 12th. So that has actually been our accumulation of the Art of Fugue. We've been listening to that through the first 3 weeks of this semester as we've been playing Midday Bach. And as we approach the middle of the show, our longtime listeners will know what is coming. But before we get to that, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. This is Midday Bach, and I am your host, Ethan Semendinger. And it is now time for the 15 Inventions. This week is number 3 in D major. These are a collection of short works by Johann Sebastian Bach, 15 of them to be exact. And during this time, we like to mention what is popular from today, one invention from today in history, and that of the sorts. So, on this day in history, in the year 1997, a roller skate was invented by Hu Qin from Taiwan and received patent number 5,671,391. Very important number. I hope you all remember that for the quiz at the end of the semester. In the year 1452, my goodness, the Bible was the first book published in Johann Gutenberg's printing press. And we're going to replay the song real quick. I didn't get to Today in History. That's better. So, on Today in History, this is September 30th, Henry Bolingbroke became the first became the King of England, known as Henry IV. The Congress of the United States was moved to York, Pennsylvania, due to advancing British forces in the year 1777. And in baseball news, in the year 1861, chewing gum tycoon William Wrigley Jr. was born, who would eventually become the namesake of Wrigley Field, where the Chicago Cubs play. Additionally, in the year 1927, George Herman Babe Ruth would hit his 60th home run of the season, breaking his own record, which would stand until 1961, when Yankee Roger Maris would eventually break it with 61 home runs. Also, in 1949, the Berlin Airlift came to an end. The airlift had taken 2.3 million tons of food into the western section, despite the Soviet blockade. This has been the 15 Inventions of the middle of Midday Bach. Thank you so much for listening. We will now move into our second half of the program. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning and the top of the hour, it is Rosh Hashanah for our Jewish listeners. And so I figured it would be appropriate to play some music from influential modern or somewhat modern classical composers. So we'll be first listening to one of the most famous contemporary classical pieces of music, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. Here's George Gershwin.
Thank you.
And that was George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, actually on piano in that song, along with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, was another famous Jewish composer, more commonly known for his work within musical theater, especially the show West Side Story. Leonard Bernstein also came out with his own solo piano music, which we will hear now, Sonata 1 and Sonata 2, as we continue and we'll finish up today's show. So here is Leonard Bernstein's Piano Sonata 1.
Thank you.
And thus concludes another week of Midday Bach. Once again, you are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Midday Bach, and I was your host, Ethan Semendinger. Today we listened to The Art of the Fugue, the Final Four Canons, and the Unfinished Contrapuntus, number 14. The 15 Inventions, number 3 in D major, all that by Johann Sebastian Bach, before listening to George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and Leonard Bernstein's Piano Sonatas 1 and 2. Again, I would like to thank you all for listening so much on this beautiful September 30th, 2019. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and this has been Midday Bach, signing off.